The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'a tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. And Nishmat Abraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Luna, ben Astahad, Rabbi Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's daf on Gimal Amud Bet, and we are two lines down. Again, we are analyzing the different opinions, how to explain the Mishnah. Mishnah had said that called Shohatin. So we had two answers out of the six answers that we gave. It was Rava and Abaye. Abaye's answer was that a called Shohatin is coming to include a Kuti. And if a Kuti makes the Shechita, and Israel is Omed al Gabav, so you can do like a Tehila. However, if the Israel is Yotzei B'Nichnas, so then already it's only B'di'avad, if the Kuti eats from the piece of meat that he slaughtered. That was Abaye's Shita. Rabbah said, no. He's talking about a Kuti, and L'chetehila Yotzei B'Nichnas. Rabbah was more lenient. That even if it's Yotzei B'Nichnas, it's okay. And when the Israel saw that the Kuti slaughtered already, without any hashkaha at all, then it's enough for the Kuti to eat from the basar. That was the opinions of Abaye and Rava. So it was Rava lo amar ka Abaye. Rava didn't hold like Abaye kikushye, because of his question. You remember Rava's question? Rava brought a question from a guy that has a store that sells yayin, and the goy's in the store. So the Mishnah said, you're allowed to leave the goy in the store so long as you're tzev nichnas. So you see, Yosef Benichnas is Lechetahila. So why are you telling me by Shechita that Yosef Benichnas is only B'di'abad? But in case of the store of the wine, you see, you can even let the goy in the store as long as you're supervising intermittently. You're going in and out. Abaye lo amar ke Rava. So Abaye doesn't say like Rava, because he'll say like this. Hatam lo naga. Acha naga. Which means, like we said this earlier when we learned it, over there, the goy has no permission to touch the wine. So therefore, he's scared to touch the wine. So therefore, when you're walking in and out, he's going to be on guard not to touch the wine. Here, however, in the case of Shaita, you're giving him permission to the Kuti to slaughter. You're giving the knife to him to slaughter. So therefore, your Tzev Nechnas is not enough. Because since he has rights to slaughter, there's more chance that he's going to make a mistake or do something wrong. Not shaking the other guy by the wine. He cannot touch a bichlal. So therefore we're not worried that he's going to touch as long as you're in the class. He's scared. But when you give the guy to make the shechita, since he's holding it in his hand, he's allowed to hold it. You told him to be shechit. Therefore there's a bigger concern. Look at Ashi. She says, Hatam lo naga. Ha'u ovet chum b'yayin b'sha'a shu poresh b'min. The goy by the wine doesn't touch the wine. Acha, behemazu biyada kutina tuna. The behemaz in the hands of the goy. The kuti, I mean. Kerif ayin shohe. All it takes is a second for him to be shohe or dores. Which means he can make a mistake in 1 second. Elkach, lo samchina Yosef v'nechnaz. That's why we're not somecha on Yosef v'nechnaz. Rav Ashe, lo amar ketarvayu. Now, if you remember Rav Ashe, his opinion was nothing to do with kuti. He said that he. Mishnah says called Shohatim is coming to call Yisrael Mumar. That was coming to talk about a Jew that eating the velot the te'avon. And Hashem's answer was that so long as you give the Mumar a knife, and you check the knife, so you can trust that he's going to slaughter it properly, because if he has a chance to do it the right way, he's not going to do it the wrong way, because he's only eating the velot the te'avon. But where it's easy for him to eat kasher, he'll eat kasher. Now why didn't Rav Asher learn like the other rabbis that learned to Ustumar Kuti? Why did he jump to a Mumar? So says Rav Asher lo amar ketarvayu kasamar kutim gere arayoten. because he holds that the Kutim are not real converts. He said that they only converted because of the lions that came and attacked them when they were in the Shomron region of Israel, and therefore their Gerut was under a pretense of fear, but not Lashem Shamayim. Therefore, they're not even considered Jewish, according to Rabbi Ashir. Therefore, any type of Kuti is not a real Ger. Abaye lo amar kirab Ashir. Okay. Abaye did not say that it's talking about Rav Asher, like Rav Asher. Rav Asher said Mumar. Why did Abaye say Mumar? Lo sfirale had Rava. Because he does not hold of Rava's interpretation. If you remember, Rava brought a Ra'ya that a Mumar is able to do Shaita. So long as you check the knife in first and you give it to him. So Abaye doesn't know that. Abaye doesn't know that it's business of Rava that he can give the knife to the Mumar, that's Ochen Nebelot Leteavon, and he can slaughter him. Gemara asks questions like this: Ela Rava, Mai Ta'amar Lo Amar Kishmate. Why didn't Rava make his own opinion? Which means what Rava's pshat in the Mishnah was, I go Shvati in Kuti, but he himself held that a Mumar Ochen Nebelot is okay. Rav Asher based his opinion on something Rava said by Mumar. But Rava himself didn't say Mumar in his interpretation of the Mishnah. Rava interpreted the Mishnah like Abaye and Tsugumarei Kuti. So the question then is, why didn't Rava say like his own opinion? He allows a Mumar. That was Rav Asher's whole basis. Rava says, Lidvarav, the Abaye Ka'amar, Vede Lo Svirale. Which means, according to Abaye, Abaye explained the Mishnah is talking about a Kuti. And he's Matis, so long as he's standing al Gabbah, that the Jew's standing over him, then it's okay. So according to that, he came along and he said that according to you, Abaye, it should even be permissible, you'd say, the Nechnas, which is why you tell me that Omid al Gabbah. You should be, if you're holding that Kuti is Mutar, the Shitatka. Not Kuti is Mutar, Kuti should be Mutar, even Yotze Benechnas. Avede, lo svirale. He holds, it's not talking about Kuti. He holds like his opinion. That it's talking about Mumar. He only reacted and said Kuti to Abaye. You that say Kuti, why are you so strict that a Kuti is only Mutar when it's Ahmed al Gabbab, when the Jews watching over him? According to you, it should be lenient at least Yotze Benechnas. But Rava himself, he learned the Mishnah like his opinion, that it's talking about a Mumar, just like Rav Asher brought from his opinion. Now we talk about the Inyan of a Kuti. Tell Rabbanam, Shechitat Kuti Muteret. The Shechitah of a Kuti is permissible. Lechet Tehillah. Ve'eh devarim amurim, kish Yisrael Omed al Gabbav. That was like Abaye explained. That was the Yisrael Omed al Gabbav was a Jew watching over him. Aval. Ba umsa'o sheshahat. If let's say you already saw that he was slaughtered already, chotech kezayit venotendo. Then you have to cut a kezayit off of the animal and give it to the kuti to eat. Achalo, if the kuti ate it, mutar lechom shaitato. Then you can trust that the shaita was okay. Ve'im lav, asur lechol mishaitato. And if not, it's going to be asur to eat it. Okay, then this is a, we don't have a shita like this. This shita of the Braita took both extremes. L'chatechila, Yisrael Omed al-Gabbav. And with the Abad, even if there was no Ashkaha at all, so long as the Kuti tastes it, it's going to be okay. So he took the Humrah of Abaye into the L'chatechila, and the leniency of Rava in the Bidi Abad. Because the Braita is saying over here, the Chatayla, you need to say Omed al-Gabbav. And with the Abad, nobody wants anything. So long as he eats from it, then you already can trust him. That would be like Rava. The Chatayla is like Abaye, and the Bidi Abad is like Rava. That's what the Braita sounds like. Because Rava said, you don't have Shkaharo, Bidi Abad. So long as he tastes from it. So Gemara says, Kayotsebo, similarly, Matzabi Yado. You found in the hand of the Kuti, Dikuria Shel Sipurim. That she says, maharozet shel sipurim she'otim. Kind of like a string of birds that was slaughtered. You know, you don't know if the Houthis slaughtered the birds correctly or not. A string, I guess they string them up, and once in a while you can eat them or not. So it says, so let him cut off the head of one of the birds, and he give it to the Kuti. If the Kuti eats it, mutar. Mutar le'ochlo. Then you can eat from his shechaitah. Ve'im lab asu le'chom shechaitah. But if he doesn't eat it, then of course you cannot eat from his shechaitah. Abaye. Now, Abaye and Rava both saw this braita, and each rabbi focused on another part of the braita where they formulated their opinion. Abaye dayik meresha. Abaye was medayik. He analyzed the beginning of the statement. Rava dayik mesefa. When Rava was medayik, the end of the statement. Gemara explains. Abaye dayik meresha. Tamad Yisrael omed al gabav. The only reason why we said he can eat the kuti's meat, because he said omed al gabav, aval yotze v'nechnas. No. That's where Abaye got his strict opinion. That davka omed al gabav. Chew has to be totally supervised. But Yosef Nechnas, no. Abad yik mesefa. Ta'ama deba umsa'o sheshahat. The sefa says, if he slaughtered already, then you have to taste the, let him eat the food. That's not only because he did it already. Abad Yosef Nechnas, shapir dameh. But if he's Yosef Nechnas, he'll be mutar even like a tahila. Now when do we say he has to taste the food? It's only when nobody supervised it. But mashba from the sefa, that even though there's a minimal supervision of Yosef and Ichnas, it'll be okay. So each rabbi formulated his opinion based on different parts of the Braita. Would Abaye kasha sefa? Yeah, according to Abaye, you have a question in the sefa. Because the sefa's mashma that even though there was no supervision at all, so long as the goy, as long as the kuti tasted from the food, it's going to be okay. So Amalecha, Yosef and Ichnas nameh ba umsa'o karile. When the Braita said, you came and found him, that means Yosef Nechnas. That's another way of saying Yosef Nechnas. We understood Ba Vimsa, meaning after the whole thing was done. But I'll be able to say no. Ba Umsa'o means because you were Yosef Nechnas, you were in and out. So one of those times when you came in, you found him. We'll be the Abad. Rabba Kashiresha, because it says over there, Yisrael Omed al Gabbaf. Yisrael Omed al Gabbaf sounds like you need full supervision. You can call Yosef ben Nechnas also Omed al Gabav. That's considered he's standing over him. Doesn't mean standing over him literally the 24 hours. He's in and out. That's also considered Omed al Gabav. Yosef was similarly the Braita said, "Matza biyado dikuriya shel sipurin, a string of birds." Koteya nosho. So he said, what? You cut the head of one of them, and you give it to the kuti. If he eats it, you know it's kosher. If he doesn't eat it, then you know it's not kosher. Amai, why is that a good test? Why is that a good test? Lihush, dilma, hayu, da'ava, shakit, shapir. Maybe that one bird is the one that he slaughtered correctly. There's 10 birds on the string over here. So just because you gave him that bird and he ate it, oh, that's the one that he slaughtered correctly. That's no proof that the other 9 were slaughtered correctly. Amar ben Hashem. Which means you're holding them underneath your jacket, so to speak. Which means he doesn't know which one you gave him. So therefore, it's not like you showed him, oh, take this one. So, oh, that's the one that I sorted good. He don't know which one you gave him. So the Gemara, who knows? Maybe put a sign on it. Maybe there's a siman on the bird's head where the kuti knows, oh, that's the kosher one. Amara Mesharshia, Demim Masmes Le Mismuse, where the guy, before he gives it to him, he breaks the head in a way where there's no simani, which means he mutilates the head in a way that the kuti cannot tell any simani. He crushes the head good. So if there was a siman over there, it won't be noticed. So when it says, V'dilma kasav rekutin en shechita le'of min haTorah. Who told you? Maybe it's not written clearly in the Torah that you make shechita on an off. It's written clearly by bakar and sawn by animals. So it could be that the kohen didn't hold of shaita at all. So just because he's eating it. So why is he eating it? Because he doesn't hold of shaita by ofot. Maybe all shaita is only by animals. So how does Allah allow you to eat it? Rabbi Yehuda says, according to you, shehiya, derasa, halada, hagrama, v'ikud. These are the five different things that can go wrong during a shaita. Bezat Hashem, when we get three gemariot, we'll explain each one. We explain the shehiya, meaning you don't do it in one shot. Derasa, where he stores it in the wrong spot, and halada is the same way. Hagrama v'ikud. Ikud is pulling out the simbanim in the wrong way. I go to each one. It's not the first now to know all these five pisulim, but there's five pisulim that can happen during a shechita. Mi ketivan. It's not written in the Torah these five pisulim, and still we trust the kuti, which means you're telling me, when it comes to the birds, maybe since it's not written in the Torah, they don't hold of shechita by birds. Okay, but by shechita by animals, they do hold by. So even when you're going to trust them when they eat it, who told you to hold by these five pisulim? It's not written. So how are you eating their meat just because they eat from it? We have a hazakah. Once we have a hazakah that they keep these laws, so that you can trust them. Any law that the kutim, that we have a tradition that they hold by the laws, so then you can trust that they do it. Good. Since already we have a tradition that we know, kutim are careful when it comes to basar off, when it comes to the birds. Good, everyone's enough. Just like you have to come on to the hazakah when it comes to shaita, because there's five things about shaitar poselim, and so we allow you to eat from the meat of a kuti. And you have to say, hazakah, if they follow it, so you can follow it. Now she says, are the laws explicitly written in the Torah? Now feel like he's samchi alayu. And even so, we rely on the kuti mishum, the azik lehu, the aziku ba. Any mitzvah that they follow, that they take, so therefore they have a hazakah that they follow it the right way, therefore we can follow. So just like we trust them on the five laws of shechita that are not written in the Torah, you can trust them on shechita tov, also that's written in the Torah. That even though it's not written in the Torah. So the Gemara says, Ela. This concept of ahzuk and not ahzuk.
Lecture mode on.
This concept of ahzuk and not ahzuk is actually a mahloket amongst the Tanaim. Something that's not written in the Torah. If it's written in the Torah, we're not arguing. Something that's not written in the Torah, like Ofot, Shaita, or the five Pisulim by Shaita, it's a ma'aloket that even if they have a hazakah that they do it, if that's enough. Maybe I'll say they don't do it the right way. They're not makpid. On something that's not written in the Torah, we have a ma'aloket if we can trust a kuti. Look at Ashi. Ve'ahazuk, ve'lo ahazuk. Whether they have a hazakah or not, ve'delo ketiva. On something that's not written in the Torah, Tanaihi. Mitzvah she'ena ketuva b'firush b'Torah. V'ra'inu she'aziku ba. And you see the kutim are following it. Yamrin al kevan de'azuk le'didu azuk. Namel le'didan l'svuk Allah. Since we see they're careful for themselves, so we can trust for ourselves as well. Ki avdi l'tzurik atzman. Oh, yamrin afagab de'azuk le'didu lo azuk le'didan. Maybe they themselves are doing it, but that's not a good enough for our standard. Kilomar, lo hashbina li azakal untuk alayu trepidik. Which means maybe they do it, but they don't do it. It's not good enough for our standards because it's not written in the Torah. Maybe they don't follow it 100% the right way. That's the machloket. So Gemara is going to say the machloket. The Tanya, famous writer, matzat kuti. Okay, matzah pesah. We're talking now. Matzah avei kuti muteret. Okay, means it's not hametz. So it's created on Pesach. The Adam yotzei b'yedei chomato b'Pesach. Well, that's superfluous. If it's muteret, so of course I can eat it on Pesach. So that she says, mutal le'ochlav, lo hashina hametz. But first of all, mutal means it's not hametz. But just because it's not hametz, doesn't mean it's masa shemura. It doesn't mean you can eat it on the first night of Pesach. Because the first night of Pesach, the matzah has to be Shemirah Shemurah. You have to watch it. That it was you're being watching it. The Shem Mitzvah Matzah. Now the Rukutim do that. So as she says, "Ve'adam yotzei yedei chomato shekatut kabao choma lechom matzah b'lalei lishuna." You have to eat matzah on the first night. Dichtiv ba'ereb tochnu matzot. V'miyashav v'do achal. If a person does not eat matzah on the night of Pesach, avar ba'aseh. Okay. That's the first step. That's Tanakama. Number one, it's mutar. The Adam Yotseba, Yedei Chomato Bapesach. The B. Yedei Ezer Omer, Lefi She'en Beki'im B'Dukduke Mitzvot Kisrael. The B. Yedei Oser. This is Asur. Why is it Asur? They're not careful. Which means you cannot eat it. She'en Beki'im, as she says, E'en Yod'im L'Shomer L'Avim Ben Se'ol L'Siduk Ben Echsifu Panav L'Osif Panav. They don't know when the dough has cracks in it that cause those cracks, make it chametz. They don't know the color when it's white, the dough, that it becomes chametz. They're not careful on chametz, so therefore you have extreme ma'alok in it. Tanakama says you can eat the matzah v'kuta the first night of Pesach. Whereas the Bina Ezer says it's chametz. You cannot eat it at all. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol mitzvah she'azik uba kutim arbeh medaktekin ba yotem Yisrael. Amazing. Any mitzvah that the Kuti fulfills according to Najbar, they're more strict than us. Any mitzvah that they adopted, they're already more even ma'amir than us. Now it sounds like according to him, you can be able to eat on the first night of Pesach. So what is he saying different than Tanakama? Tanakama also says you can eat on the first night of Pesach, which means the most you'll be able to do with this matzah is to eat on the first night of Pesach. That's the biggest leniency we're going to give. So Najbar says, oh, any mitzvah that Kuti adopted, they're more strict than us. And therefore what? You know the first line of Pesach. So it's the same thing as Tanakama. So you must ask that question. Like I'm going to analyze. Amar Mor. Matzat kuti muteret ve'adam yotze ba'idei chomato be'pesach. Peshita. Which means, if you tell me it's muteret, so then, peshita, why shouldn't I be able to eat it on the first line of Pesach? So it says, ma'odetema, lo beki'e b'shimur, kamash ma'adad. Which means it can be mutar, but not on the first night of Pesach. Because I told you, on the first night of Pesach, you need matzah shemura. That's to be protected. The Shem matzah mitzvah. As she says, how the tema? Afalgav the pshita lan delo ini rua leachmitz. Even though we're clear that it's not hametz umuter ba'achila, miu no bekei ba'ad ba'adam matshimur the Shem matzah. Maybe they're not so careful to make matzah shemura. The Shem, you have to have shemira. The Shem mitzvah matzah. Shem mitzvah, v'chemed lo abid ba shimud lo nafkin amide dehami kibchein b'tzikot shavdei kuchavim v'ayinu fanenu kodim shenefa ovid kuchavim v'ayinu shlo chamitz tekam ala mutah v'lo nafkin lo. We have the dose of the goyim. Well, you know they didn't make it chametz because we got it before it became chametz, but we still can't be eating on Pesach because they didn't do the matzah shemura. They didn't do the Shem for the sake of the mitzvah. So that's why he cares on it. No, first of all it's mutah, and second of all, not only mutah, we can even eat it on the first night of Pesach. But the ayahs, it all said, לפי שאין בקיאין בדקדוקי מצוות כסבר לא בקיאה בשימור. Now, when it says over לא בקיאה בשימור, it doesn't mean מצא שמורה. Over here, after we learned the word שימור means they're not careful in watching it to become חמץ at all. Now she says that. That this שימור is different than the first שימור. The first שימור was מצא שמורה. Now, Tanakama said, we trust them that they're not doing שימור שמורה. Masha'ekar akwantar bi li'ezer, they're not making shimur of hametz. Look at that sheet. Right, to make, they don't even know how to make it to matzah in the first place. Kasabalu became a shimur, lo garsinam. Now, some don't even have this text. Metamo mishu, haimutz. Ulman di garis, kotar pidir has it. Hakim fresh, lo bikin le shumran me le'achmiyitz. That's what it means. They're not making to watch it from becoming hametz. Because the Gemara says, רבן שמעון גמליאל אומר, כל מצווה שיעזיקו בה כותים, הרבה מדקדקים בה יותר מישראל. So the Rashbag said, oh, any mitzvah that the kutim adopt, they're even more strict about that mitzvah than the Jewish people. Rav says, Hainu Tanakama. Isn't that Tanakama? Which means, Tanakama said, you can eat the matzah of a kuti on the first night of Pesach. The Chaurah Rashbag is saying the same thing. That what? They're very strict, and therefore what? More than eating on the first night of Pesach, you cannot say. So that's what he's saying. So, but no, ikabenaz, isn't afkamina. Dichtiba velo achzikuba. Nafkamina on something that's written in the Torah, like matzah is written in the Torah, but we don't know if the kutim are mahzikba. We don't have a tradition that the kutim are careful on such a mitzvah. So Gemara says Tana kama savar kivan dichtiba afagab velo achzikuba. Tana kama is going to hold. Once it's written in the Torah, you could assume automatically they're careful, even though you don't know for sure that they're careful on it. Anything that's written in the Torah, that's what Tana Kama's language was. Matzat kutim mutar. Finished. Abba, I don't know if they're careful or not. It's automatic they're careful. Because it's written in the Torah. The Rabban Shulamun of Sabbat, I azuk in. Ila azuk la. Good. According to Rabban Shulamun of he says no. He says, kol mitzvah shi azikuba. Means davke azikuba. Even though it's written in the Torah, only because we know that they do it, but you cannot assume that off the bat.
So they're not coming on this, but on different things.
Correct. By matzah, exactly. By matzah, they were mahzikba. So therefore, quote the Rabban Shimon, and even quote the Tana Kama, you don't have mahzikba because it's written. But she got another mitzvah that's written in the Torah, another mahloket between Abaye and between Tana Kama and Rashbag. The Gemara says that cannot be the interpretation. Why? Yacher. Kol mitzvah she'aziku ban kutin, im aziku mevayle. Which means, if Rabban Shimon Gamliel said, it's just defining Tana Kama. So, Tana Kama says, mutar, and you can be on the first night of Pesach. So Rabban Shimon should just say, I agree with you, but only im aziku ba. Im aziku ba, yeah. Ve'im lo aziku ba, no. He's saying the same thing as Tana Kama. He's discussing. Explaining Tanakama, you said matzah, first night of Pesach, and all that. Yeah, the rule is like this. Emails, you go by here, but why did he come along and say, kol mitzvah she'azikuba? Sounds like he's saying something new, something even outside of what Tanakama said. Tanakama came along with matir matzah. That matzah is written in the Torah, no problem. So if the Rabban was talking about that case, he should have said, well, you're right, emails, zikuba. No. He says like a new thing. Kol mitzvah she'aziku ba kutim. Sounds like he's saying something a little more than Tana Kama. So the Gemara says, what does he say? Gemara says like this. Ela ikabenayu telo ketiba ve'aziku ba. Any mitzvah that's not written in the Torah that the kutis are careful on. The Gemara says, Tana Kama savar kevan telo ketiba afagab de'aziku ba namelo. Tana Kama's got to be written. That's where they chose the case of matzah. Matzah's written. Matzah, you can trust them. But anything that's not written in the Torah, you cannot trust them. Even though they're mahzikba. Why? They're not going to be careful to do it the right way. However, Rabban Shimon Samar, Keman, Da'azuk, Azuk. That's what Rabban Shimon argues. No, I argue with you. Kol mitzvah. Any mitzvah. Whether it's written, even if it's not written in the Torah. She'aziku ba, kutim. Even if it's not written. Is therefore they're going even further than Tana Kama. They're being more lenient than Tana Kama. Tana Kama is only staying you what that stuff that's written.
But he's being more strict on the other ones.
No.
Even on the ones that are written, they have to be.
Oh, very good. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ela ikabenayu delo ketiva ba Tana Kama sabar. Matzah, lechod edami dechtiva, matzah, that's written in the Torah, samchin and alayu. Ben azuk, ben lo azuk. I don't care if that azaka or not. Written. Udlo ketiva, zukin alev, afilu azuk. Tana Kama is extreme. Written, doesn't matter. It's written. And not written, doesn't matter what. It's extreme according to Tana Kama. But if he has a sabar, afilu ketiva, the azuk, lo samchina nala. Second opinion. That's the Bili Isaac. Even if it's written, and even if they're muhzak to do it, you don't trust them. That's the Bidya Ezer. The Bidya Ezer is the second Shita. Rashbag Sabar, Kol Mitzvah She'aziku, Afagam Delo Ketiba, Samchina Adar Keman, Da Azuk Azuk. Da Hainu, Tanae De Da'el. Tana Kama Rashbag. Which means we said above, that it's Mahloka Tanaim, on something that's not written. For example, Shaita of a bird. It's not written in the Torah. So, oh, something that's not written in the Torah, that's a Mahloket, Tanaim. What's the Mahloket? Tana Kama is going to say, not written in the Torah, I don't care. Not going to work. Mashenka Rashbag is going to say, not written in the Torah, not a problem, so long as there's a Hazakara, they do it, you're going to be able to trust them.
Had he been written, he wouldn't agree. If there's no Hazakara.
That's a question. What would Ashbag hold on something that's written? It sounds kol mitzvah shehaziku. According to Ashbag, you always need Hazakah, whether it's written or not. So it's a leniency by not written, but it's a stringency by written. That's what it sounds like. Yeah? Yeah, that's what Tosfot says. Tosfot says, מוכרח שהוא חולק על תנא קמא גם בדין זה, וסביר שגם אם זו כתובה בתורה, you have to have a chazaka that you know that they're careful on it. And then there's some rishonim that say no. So that's a machloket in the rishonim, what Rashbag holds by a mitzvah that's written in the Torah. No, either way. Some say he's only arguing on a mitzvah she'ena ketubah, and some say he's even arguing on a mitzvah that is yes ketubah. Okay. Comes the Gemara continues. Mufa. Amar Rava. Yisrael mumar. Ochen nevelot te'avon. Yisrael mumar. He's not careful in the mitzvot. Which mitzvah? Nevelot. He eats nevelot, the guy. But he eats in a te'avon. Because he has a lust. He's not a malicious guy. He has a yetzer Bodek sakin v'noten lo mutar lechom shvitato. Wow. Check the knife. Give him the knife, let him slaughter. So the Gemara says, and you can eat from it. The Gemara says, my ta'ama. If the guy's not careful, and the guy eats nevelot, so what is going to help that you check the knife, and you gave it to him? He don't care. He eats nevelot. Why should that help? He can be a mumche, but lo chpat lo. He eats nevelot, the guy. So, if he eats nevelot, so how can you trust him? You check the knife. So what? He'll mess up. He'll do something wrong. Gemara says no. Yachi. Gemara says kevan diika hetera beesura lo shabi ketora beachid esura. The guy eats nevelot leteavon. But if he can get kosher meat easily, he's not going to leave the kosher meat to eat nevelah meat. Which means, you give him the knife, and so if he can do it, and he knows how to slaughter, obviously. So well, he's not going to do it on purpose to eat nevelah. That's the mumad lachis. He don't care. He wants to eat nevelah, just to anger the guy. He don't care if it's nevelah. If there's kosher food in front of him, he won't eat it. He'll eat the nevelah. This guy, no, he's not a malicious guy. If he has an easy way to do it, so the Gemara says, yachi kilo badik nameh. Oh, so if that's the case, so don't even check the knife. Why has to go so far to check the knife? If the guy's not going to eat nevelot, if he has an option, so just let him in the store for you and it'll be okay. There was a mitrach lo tarach. That's a toil already, which means if it comes easy for him, he'll eat kashin. But if he has to fix a knife and now take out the pig arms and all that, that's already a toil. He's not going that far. That's if you check the knife, you took away his burdens. You took away the inconvenience of doing it, which the main thing is the checking of the knife. So then already you can trust the mumar that will do it the right way. Amru de Rabbanan de Rava. So Rabbanan tell Rava. This is all Rava talking. Rava is the rabbi that introduced to us the din of mumar. So Amru de Rabbanan Rava. Tanya de Mesayah Lach. We have a braita that supports you. Hamsan Shel of the Ovre Avera Achara Pesach. You have Ovre Avera. They keep Hametz in their possession on Pesach. So Hametz Shaval Va Pesach. The Surbana. So the question is, can you go to this guy's house after Pesach and he gives you Hametz? Could you eat it? If it's Hametz Shaval Va Pesach, you can eat from his Hametz. The Gemara says, Hamtzan shel ovre avera achara pesach mutar miyad. Wow. No problem. What do you mean no problem? It was left over on Pesach. But that's not the Hametz that they left over on Pesach. You know why? Mepenei she'en mahlifin. Because what they do is, they switch. Even these bad guys that don't care about Hametz of Pesach, right after Pesach miyad, what do? They go to the goy, they say, take this Hametz over here, and they give us the other Hametz. So therefore, why? Because even they themselves They don't want to make a isur. They made a isur already. They made a isur. You're right. They made a isur, but they want to minimize it. They have a little fear of God. You know what? This stuff was over Pesach. So right away they switch a route. They sell to the goy. Now, even though, by the way, you cannot sell to a goy. You cannot sell to a goy either, by the way. If it's a sur ba'na'a, you cannot sell to the goy either. You cannot switch to the goy. They don't care about that. They don't want to eat that exact hametz itself. Look at Hashim. Mutar miyad. Va'afalgav de'lo shankedil fot. Now, what does miyad mean? Right after Pesach means Pesach ended 2 minutes or 5 minutes after Pesach. Now, even though there's no time for him to bake, so you know you're eating the stuff that he had. If you go the next day, for sure, maybe bake matzah or nuhanu hametz. Okay. Nevadai avala v'Pesach mutal lekishin nechum mechamsa miyad. By the way, why? Mepneshim mahlifin. Look at that. She explains the story. Beshel ovdei kochavim. They trade. But the goyim, mekiman dematzei lechol etera v'hametz shel ovdei kochavim shavala lava Pesach mutar lo achil dideh. Which means, since they have a way to fix it by eating the goy stuff, they're not going to eat their own stuff. The hametz is shavala lava Pesach asur. Now, v'afagav v'ashtanami asuru legabe. What do you mean? It's a suit of the sell to the goy also. They are mitanem hametz lava Pesach. You're benefiting. We must be, you gave it to the goy, that's what the goy is giving you other hametz. So you're benefiting. Whatever they can do, even a little, to make it a little better, they do. But for us, for sure it's mutar. Which means, maybe you're going to tell me, now just like you traded, the trading now has isur hana'ah. We don't know that the trading has isur hana'ah only by two cases. Okay, 3 cases over there. Which means, by Ekdesh, for example, when you make a halipin, temura, both become Kodesh. Okay, by Shevi'it also. The Kedusha goes on the money as well. There are certain cases where the Kedusha goes on both items. Once the goy sells it, this item over here, or trades it, we don't say, oh, this is a surah na'an, and it's derived from it also surah ba'na. In any event, for him he cannot eat it. As she clearly says, for the guy himself it's still a sur. But for somebody else, the trade is going to be a sur for the guy himself. But for
money
either.
He was a sur.
He's trading
it. But to sell to another.
Also it's a sur.
He could just also a sur. You want to take it from him?
It's hametz shavala v'pesach.
No, that's after the trade.
The goy would just take it, but then he's giving him something back. Right. The she says, if he's giving something back, must be because he was a trade, it was money, he gave him something, he was nehneh from it. In any event, for us it's okay, the Gemara says. Oh, so what do you see from over here? Gemara says, Sevarua. We analyzed. Who's the opinion of this statement? Hamani, who's the author of this statement of the Hametz Arav Pesach? Rabbi Yehuda Hi. The Amar. Hametz ala Pesach deoraita. Wow. That's Yisud deoraita, according to him. So now, according to the B.U. that it says, the guy's being over a deoraita. The Katarian still, what does it say? If they're Shein Machlifin. Alma lo Shavik etera v'achid Yisura. Good. So what do you see from here? The Kuti, if he has a way to eat it be'eter, he's not going to eat it be'isur. Even by Yisud deoraita. Like Nevela. Nevela is Isur Deoraita. So we said, give him the knife, check the knife. Well, he wasn't checking the knife, for guy eats Nevelot. He said, no. If he has an opportunity to eat Bekasher, he's not going to make the Isur Deoraita. What do you see? That from over here. The Hametz is like a Nevela, it's Isur Deoraita. Hametz shall have a Pesach on the Yehuda. And still, what do we say? That right at the Pesach, you can go and get the Hametz of this guy. Why? Because for sure, he got rid of it. Why? Because he doesn't want to be all there. The Isur Deoraita. If he can do something better, he's not going to do it. The Isur. So just like you see over here by the Hametz Shel Arav Pesach, you can say the same thing by the Nevela. That's the...
Are we talking about
a Kuti? It's like a Kuti. So Gemara says, who told you? Mimai. Delmar Bishimoni. Deamar Hametz She'ava Hametz Ahar HaPesach Derabbanan. Who told you? maybe this is only Hametz. That's only Asur Midrabanan, like we hold. Hametz Shana Pesach is only Asur Midrabanan. V'chi Mekidina Midrabanan. Bedoraita lo Mekidina. Which means maybe we're only lenient on the Rabbanan items. Just because we're lenient to eat the guy's Hametz Shana Pesach, that's because at most it's Rabbanan. But who said we're going to be lenient to eat the Kuti's animal, which can be in the Nevedah Deoraita? But I says, wait. V'tehevena Midrabi Shimon. Let it even be Rabbi Shimon. That says the Hametz Shana Pesach is Rabbanan. Mi ketani she'ani omer yechlifu. It's not, the reason why I'm allowing you to eat it is not because I could assume he traded it. Mepenesh ma'alifim ketani. Devadai ma'alifim. Which is, that was not an assumption of the Gemara. For sure they traded after Pesach. It's not, we allow you because probably they traded. No. Doesn't say, ulai yechlifu. No, ma'alifim. Oh, so now make a hashbon. Uma bedrabanan lo shavi ketana v'chid isura bedoraita lo kol sheken. Now, what you say that if on a drabanan they're not going to eat it, be yisur to eat it beheter. Certainly on a deoraita they're not going to eat it, be yisur to eat it beheter. So therefore, according to all opinions, this is a raya for the kuti. Not only if you say that hametz shana pesach is deoraita. They clearly they don't want to make yisur deoraita. But even if it's the banan, what do you see the kuti's doing over here? He's making sure that they have to get rid of it. Why? He don't even want to eat it the banan. So therefore, if he doesn't want to eat it the banan, he'll do everything in his possibility to get rid of it in order to do it the right way. Certainly on a deoraita, by a nevela, why should he be nevela? Certainly he's going to eat the beheter. Therefore, you can trust him to give him the knife, and therefore it'll be okay. He has it on Pesach. I mean, he's over. Whatever it is, that is not careful. But for you to come and eat it, whatever he can fix, he'll fix. So after Pesach, the kuti goes and gives it to the goy, he trades it. So if he's trading on a drabanan to get rid of his sud drabanan, so certainly he's gonna be careful.
We're talking about the Mumar in that case?
Mumar. Sorry, I said Kuti. Mumar Khanevedot. Sorry, Mumar or Khanevedot. This is Mumar also. This guy's Ovid, Avaryan. The Gemara says, Avaryan. He don't care about Hametz Shana Pesach. That's called the Mumar. You're right, I've been saying Kuti, it's Mumar. Absolutely right.
But Mumar. By you eating his Hametz, that Jew is not getting
Hana'at? No, because the second removed. No,
even though he's feeding you, that's not considered Hana'ah.
He's feeding me from not this Hametz Shana Pesach.
He got Hana'ah from exchange.
That's okay. That's far away. It's not to fess Yisur that she says. The Yisur itself is the Hametz. Once you trade it, the trading doesn't get
but
the Yisur.
He
can eat it, right? He can eat it, but other people, it's okay. But you see what? Just to get rid of Yisur that a banan will go out of his way. So if he goes out of his way to want to get rid of Yisur that a banan, which is easy, certainly will go out of his way to get rid of Yisur that right by the Nevela case. Yehuda says, "Lema misayale." Let's bring an ayat to Rava from the following brayta. It says, "Hakol shohatin vaafilu kuti vaafilu arel vaafilu yisrael mumar." Oh, everybody can make shaita. A kuti, an arel, a non-circumcised person, which is amazing, and even a mumar. Now, hay arel echidame. What's the case of an arel that you tell me can make shaita? If you tell me, oh, it's a case because his brothers died as a result of the brit mila, therefore he's not allowed to take a brit mila, he's exempt from brit mila. How you say me'aliyah? He's a regular Jew. What do I need the brayta to come and tell me an arel? Of course, if he's exempt from brit mila, there should be no reason why he shouldn't be able to do the shaita. Ela pshita mumar la'arelut. But why is it mumar? I don't do brit milah. He's mumar to the mitzvah. The kasabar, and what must be this brayta must hold? Mumar le davar echad, lo ave mumar le kol haTorah kula. Which means, just because he doesn't do brit milah, doesn't mean he's eating nevelot. Mumar for one item doesn't make you mumar across the board. Okay, that's why it's going to be okay. Continue. Yema sefa, but what does the sefa the brayta say? Va'afilu Yisrael mumar, and even a mumar can make shaita. I mumar echidame. What's the case of mumar in that case? imumar le davar acher, which means if he's a mumar for something else, haynu mumar la arelut. That's like the first case, mumar la arelut, which means we just said already, if you're a mumar for something else, doesn't make you mumar for levelot. So if you tell me at the end, and mumar also, is a mumar the shad devarim. They come on mumar la arelut. Elala mumar le oto davar. Elala must be coming to them, even if he's a mumar for that item, he's a mumar for eating the velot. And what? He's coming to tell me it's mutar. What could that be like Rabah? Give him the knife. Check the knife, you can trust him. That means even if he's a, not only if he's a mumar for arelut, which starts going in grades. Not only if he's a mumar la arelut. And we don't say his mumar over here makes a mumar in all places. Even if he's a mumar in eating the velot, still he's going to be kasher to make the shechita. The bright, this is the brighter.
It's written in
Torah. It's not a kuti. It's a mumar. Which means, the first part of the brayta is telling you a small hadush. Mumar la arelut doesn't make a mumar for everything else. Good. Second hadush is even if it's a mumar for that item. Even if it's a mumar for eating the velot. He's okay as well. Why? Like we said from Rava. That's the Gemara. And obviously means you have the knife. You have to say that.
And he checked.
Okay. Kuti.
Oh,
that's kuti. Kuti doesn't care about the thing. Velot and mechshot. The Gemara said, oh, so we have a beautiful brayta supporting Rava. So Gemara says, la, no. Le'olam emalach mumar le'oto davar lo. Really, I'll tell you, if you're a mumar for that item itself, no good. Mumar for nevelot, no good. My tama kevan de dashbe. Since he's accustomed to trample on that mitzvah, I don't care. Ketera damina. Temitz mutar. He doesn't even think twice. And therefore, even if you give him a good knife, it's not on his mind such a mitzvah. Ela, you know what the Sefer is talking about? Umar la'abodat kochavi. The last case is talking about, he's a mumar for avodah zara. Wow, amazing. The guy is a mumar in the brayta. Mumar in the velot asur. You know why? He's not careful. Give him the knife, he's not going to be careful because he thinks it's mutar. It means this is off his mind, this thing of kasher. Hadush in the brayta is if he's a mumar la avodah zara. This guy's doing what avodah zara. But so what? Avodah Zarah doesn't mean that he's mumar de nevelot. So the bright is telling you two auditions. Number one, arelut. Okay, arelut, fine. You didn't do a brit milah. I accept. Now the Gemara says, not only arelut, but even if he's a mumar for Avodah Zarah, he's still shaitato is going to be. Kasher. That is a very, very big chidush. I mean, because I could say, listen, kola modeba Avodah Zarah is kofi b'chol Torah kola. I can say, believe me, that doesn't mean you're going against the whole Torah. But once you subscribe to Avodah Zarah, that means you're out. So the Hadush of the Braita is no. That according to this opinion, even Avodah Zarah, it's singular. It doesn't mean that it's a mumar for everything else. Unless you see him. Okay, that's Hadush. The only question is that we could have in this Braita. How did they know in this braita that we were talking about a mumar l'te'avon? Maybe this braita is over here talking about a mumar even nachis. But the braita doesn't say anything. It just says, you have a guy, a kuti, an arel, even a mumar. So what did the guy do? Arel, he didn't do a brit milah. That's the discussion. Why automatically? And what's the case of the mumar case? Must be a mumar for nevelot. And if we want to bring an ayah for Rava, one of them was okay. It's the te'avon. Maybe it's even nachis. How did the bright? How did you know that it wasn't nachis? So he says over here. Kan legabe mumar ha'ochel nevelot. לא ייתכן לפרש שהכוונה למומר העושה כנכעיס. שכן אדם כזה ברור שם תופסו אפילו בדיעבד. סברה. If the guy is a להכעיס guy to do נבלות, For sure, we're not going to say his shaitatos kishera. And the bevaday karo lochin v'lo te'avor, like we said. That's what Sfot says. You have to say, you have no choice. Now, even though, that's the adush. When we said over here, mumar la'arelut. What's that case? Why is the guy not taking brit milah? No, it's his brothers, it's pashut. I don't need a case for that. He's doing it because he's the case. Yeah, if his brothers died, then it's pashut. His kasher is Jewish. So you're he's not doing it. You don't want to do it. So you have to say the brayta is strange. That the first brother brayta by aril, it's lachis. But that doesn't affect me by nevelot. But the second part of the brayta, he's actually doing nevelot. You have to say it's only l'ta'ava. Because if it was lachis, the brayta would not be material at all. So it's strange in the brayta that in the first case of arilut is lachis. And the hadush is, so what? That doesn't affect his opinion by kashrut. And the second case of mumar uchin nevelot, you have to say that's not nachis. That's only the te'avon. Akri mutar must be going according to Rava. The Gemara answers, no. The second case is mumar la'avodah zara. And the hadush is, if it's mumar la'avodah zara, doesn't mean it's a mumar for all turakot. But if it's a mumar the nevelot, even if it's a mumar the te'avon, could be according to his braita, be asut him to make a... شعيتها مروخ الله يعلم آمين.